It's time now to continue the hour with this month's round of The Innovators, a monthly segment designed to shine a spotlight on innovators and entrepreneurs in our community. Chapelboro.com/The Innovators is the website that you can go to get the full archive of all of our past segments. This feature presented by the Town of Chapel Hill's Economic Development Office. So head to our website and check out the full archive. We are going to talk today about a local business owner who's actually got a franchise in Chapel Hill, but it's one with a very, very local feel, and it's one that you know very well if you listen to the station on a regular basis. The School of Rock, Chapel Hill. Chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is their website. The owner and GM is David Joseph, and he joins us now in the studio. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Aaron. I'm doing well today. How are you?
I'm doing good. So, all right, tell us about the story of School of Rock Chapel Hill. You've been around for going on 6 years now.
Yes.
About to celebrate the 6th anniversary in May.
That's correct.
With a big party.
Yes, we
will. How did it start?
How did it start? Man, I'd have to take you all the way back to a little town called Boothwyn, Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia, and I was growing up there. A lover of music. And my mom and dad both helped engender that and push me into that. But the other part of that was, my dad was an Episcopal priest. And so serving others was something that I kind of grew up in the mold of. So after going to college and getting married and having a couple of kids and spending 3 decades in corporate America, I began to think about what could I do with the rest of my life?
Yeah.
And I started looking at different business opportunities and thought about buying some of the bars that were for sale at that time on Franklin Street and some of the other things. And then, you know, remembered quickly what a sticky floor felt and smelled like and decided that, I'd look at other opportunities, and one thing led to another, and I started receiving emails from business brokers and franchisors. Mm-hmm. And so the School of Rock sent an email to me, as, the computer algorithms will, and I thought, wow. Well, this combines my love of music and the ability to serve the community in the way of getting kids off the streets, doing something fun and productive, and signed a franchise agreement in 2016, and we opened in 2017, and it's been nothing but rock and roll ever since.
When you got that first email, were you like, this is the thing, or did you have to like work up to?
I kind of thought this is a pretty cool thing. Mm-hmm. My wife, Sally, wasn't so sure.
Okay.
So, there's a process that we went through. They had to vet me. Mm-hmm. I had to vet them. We had to vet each other and just kind of figure out if it was a good fit, if I had the wherewithal, both from an experience perspective, a skill perspective, a financial perspective, et cetera. And so I guess they thought I was okay. And we signed the franchise agreement and was off to the races.
How'd you find the location?
The location. Now, again, talking about my wife, Sally, I'm going to give her the mad props right here. But, you know, she at the time was working just north of our current location. And we were living at that time in Southern Village. So she was driving up and down Fordham Boulevard mm-hmm. every morning, every night. And we used to actually eat at the old Owens 501 Diner. When we first came to town in 1999 and then for several years. And so we knew of the location, and one day, I guess she spotted the for lease sign in the window, came home and said, Dave, you should consider this. And I said, I don't know, an old diner, you know.
Right.
What a mess it must be.
Sticky floors and everything.
Yeah. But went in, took a look, began imagining how we could reconfigure the space and signed a lease. And, you know, then it was, you know, gutting what was inside of it mostly, and then, you know, rebuilding what was a kitchen into classrooms, into lesson rooms and rehearsal rooms. And outfitting the place with a lot of musical gear.
Yeah.
And opening our doors.
That's awesome. Yeah. Speaking with David Joseph, School of Rock, Chapel Hill. ChapelHill.SchoolOfRock.com is the website. That building is on Fordham Boulevard right by Eastgate. And they're open now with classes and summer camps and shows happening all the time. And it's a really cool, like, it's a very local business, but it is also a franchise with a much larger, the business has a much larger reach. So what's that like?
Yeah, so the cool thing about I guess, you know, going the franchise route was I had never run a music school. So I knew how to run a business. I knew about finance and marketing and sales and, you know, all the other things, operations. But specific to running a music school, I did not have a whole lot of background or experience. You know, the franchise provides essentially a cookbook that helps me bake the cake that is...
Nice.
The School of Rock, Chapel Hill.
Little tweaks for each individual location, I assume.
Yeah, and so what I really wanted to do, you know, living here in Chapel Hill and raising the family here, I had a good feel for the vibe of being local, being very important, you know, the Weaver Streets and the other, you know, things you think about when you think about this area that are unique to this area. You know, I thought, well, I could open a cookie cutter location, but I don't think it would fly very well with the community here. And so what I wanted to do was customize it, not only the look and the feel, but the approach that I took with our programs. And so I took the framework that the corporate overlords, I'll call them, offered and customized that to fit what I know or what I felt would work well here. And I think my instincts were pretty decent because it has worked pretty well. And we've been very successful, and we've had a lot of young people and adults come through and really find not only the joy of music, but I like to say they found their people, they found their tribe.
Yeah.
We've got kids coming in from all of the local elementary, middle, and high schools, both public and private, not only in Orange County, but in Durham and Chatham and Alamance and you know, other areas that just, you know, come in and they find people with like minds who love music, and we've built a community here, and it's great.
Yeah. That's a good reminder, too, like with franchises. I think people automatically assume they have to be cookie cutter, but they absolutely don't. And a good lesson for people who are coming in to do franchises in Chapel Hill that it shouldn't be cookie cutter, right?
It shouldn't be, I don't think. And also, I think, you know, coming into Chapel Hill, I mean, I lived here, as I said, since 1999. So for me, it was an easy decision. But I think one of the most important things I did was get connected with the local community, the local Chamber of Commerce, our friends here at WCHL 97.9 The Hill.
And we thank you for that.
you know, everybody else in the community, because that's really what makes it work. And I think, you know, being as local as possible here in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and the surrounding area is super important.
The feature is called The Innovators. Either you as an individual business owner or a School of Rock blanket in general, what's the most innovative thing about the business?
Well, the overarching School of Rock approach, I think, is very innovative. It's a performance-based music program. And so what that means is rather than traditional music lessons, you and your piano teacher once a week, for example, our whole approach is based on teaching people how to play together as a band. So we start with the idea of the performance. And in a performance, there are a number of songs. And so we teach people how to play their songs. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, as kind of a side benefit, they're learning how to play music.
Right.
And so I always encourage everybody who joins our school, you know, a lot of people will say, well, we just want to start with lessons. I say, okay, but you should really, you know, try one of the group programs, because that's where the fun is. It's like looking into the eyes of the sun or whatever that song is, you know, oh, mama, that's where the fun is.
Right.
And so, you know, the innovative approach that School of Rock in general takes is the performance-based approach, the group band approach. And, you know, I guess what we've done here more locally is make sure that, you know, we appeal to the tastes of our local students, and we hire local instructors, many of whom, you know, graduated from UNC's music program, either with a major or a minor, are part of the local music scene here. Mm. And, you know, I've really made it a point to get connected with our local venue owners and, you know, work in partnership with them. And, you know, like during the pandemic, you know, where we could help them out and raise money to help their employees
yep.
continue to pay rent. That was something that I felt was very important. And I think, you know, keeping creating and making those relationships locally is something I don't think that's anything special that I did, but it's something I intentionally and purposefully set out to do. And I think that's important in a community such as ours.
What does the future hold?
The future, it's so bright I have to wear shades, right? You know, we're growing. We've been growing like crazy, especially since the pandemic. I certainly expect that we'll be adding more hours to our operations. Yeah. You know, it doesn't take a long drive in any direction to see the growth that's going on in this area. You know, I'm on a 10-year franchise agreement. I expect to renew it.
Right.
I hope they'll have me.
Yeah.
You know, there might be opportunities in some of the surrounding areas to expand, but, you know, I can't say yes, no, maybe, when, if,
right.
You know, how, but I think, you know, what we're offering is something that's really important and I think helped a lot of people, especially during the pandemic, and continues to do so. So it's important work.
Speaking with David Joseph, School of Rock, Chapel Hill, chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is their website. Go there and find out more about upcoming classes and summer camps and shows. As we wrap up, what else should folks know about School of Rock? What's coming up?
Well, you know, in general, if you support what we're doing, you know, we give out scholarships in the form of discounts to folks with financial need. And if that's something that you feel like you could support, please reach out to me personally and we can talk about how you could do that. More specifically, what's coming up tomorrow night at the Cave at 8:30, our adult program band is going to be putting on a show and the theme is Bands That Changed the World. And it's going to be a set of a bunch of your favorite songs from a bunch of different bands that you would recognize. So that's 8:30 at the Cave. And immediately following that set, our instructors, the School of Rock Chapel Hill instructor band, will be performing as well. So it's going to be a fun night for the grown-ups. Kids actually can come to this show if they're accompanied by a parent or, you know, an appropriate chaperone. Now we've got a bunch of other events coming up, which you can find on our website and on our Facebook page. And but tomorrow night at the Cave, 8:30.
Tomorrow at the Cave, 8:30. Go there and check out the adult program and the instructor band. ChapelHill.SchoolOfRock.com is the website for more information on upcoming events and shows and classes and summer camps and more. ChapelBurrow.com/TheInnovators is the website for the full archive of this segment, The Innovators, here on 97.9 The Hill. David Joseph, thank you so much.
Aaron, thank you so much for inviting me to do this. It's a real honor.